Hello everyone, welcome back to Ghost Town Podcasts. First of all, I'm so sorry. I took such a long break because I low-key forgot I had a podcast. Probably won't happen again, but I'm not making any promises because I'm a very forgetful person. Anyway, today we're looking into something that I was really, really excited to make an episode about, because I was a child in the early 2000s, so I got unrestricted access of the internet, and with unrestricted access of the internet comes finding a lot of interesting things, and with finding those interesting things comes some interesting memories. So, at some point in my childhood, or growing out of my childhood, I thought that I had dreamt the things I saw on YouTube because they were so, like, surreal. But now coming back to them, I'd like to take a look and talk about all the things that I might have seen on YouTube as a child, or just generally creepy or weird things via, I don't know, an iceberg, which is, like, a tier list, because from things that are most popular or well-known about, like, the weirdness on YouTube, or just any topic in general, to, like, the lesser-known stuff. And I did roughly base this iceberg off of someone I found on Reddit called The Best YouTuber, so all credit for this iceberg basically goes to them, the idea for this does, at least. And I kind of switched it around, changed my stuff, added some topics, took some stuff out, because I did not want this to be a fat, long episode, but it is still a pretty juicy episode. So I don't even want to make this intro long, I just want to get into it. So, tier one. The weird side of YouTube. This one was on their iceberg, and I think what they mean by this is literally just, like, if you click autoplay on YouTube and you just let it go, you get to this side of YouTube that's, like, all weird and gross, and you see some really, like, stuff that shouldn't be on YouTube. And even though YouTube technically is, what is it, like, 13 plus? Like, We all know that we're making fake ages on these accounts. So, just basically don't press autoplay and keep going. And secondly, I put on YouTube Kids, just because my siblings, my younger kids, or not my kids, but my younger siblings, both have YouTube Kids. And man, have they shown me some weird stuff on there. There's like this Spider-Man and Elsa thing that's been going around, and I don't know who's making these demographics or, but look it up. Just look up Spider-Man and Elsa kids videos and just keep on clicking and see where that takes you, because it takes you somewhere weird, man. I don't know about that one. But never again. Did it once and never again. And it's not supposed to be creepy, but it is. And the second one is Creepypasta, or the third one, I should say, on this first year. And we all know Creepypasta. If you don't, where were you in the early 2000s, honestly? Like, these include stuff like popular ones like Slenderman, Jeff the Killer, 1999, and the Russian Sleep Experiment. All of things that I watched as a kid and just got terrified by, like, those YouTube readings of the creepypastas. I just read them over and over again. I guess that's how most kids got into horror, honestly. And then on the other side of the fandom, nobody talks about this, but the fangirls, man. The kids who had a crush on Jeff the Killer. I want to know where they are right now. I want to know how they turned out. Ooh. That's honestly scarier than the creepypastas themselves. Next, we have DHMIS. Don't have me, I'm scared, by the way. That's what it stands for. I'm a huge fan. The biggest fan of DHMIS. So basically it's this little web series that's created by two people called Becky and Joe, and the first episode was released on July 29th of 2011. And okay, this is where, as we all know, if you follow Wakey Wakey, it's a trailer for possibly a TV show that dropped in 2018, and we haven't heard any word, but we finally got some possible clearance that it might be coming to, like, a channel in this year, like, 2021. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't watched Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's gorgeously made. It's beautifully made. And it's a little bit, each episode is really, really short. It's all on YouTube. Just look up Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared and click on the channel. You won't regret it, I promise. And the last thing on the tier list is something else I'm gonna rant about because I love it so much. Jack Sober. He is the most amazing musician ever. You might have noticed that his songs have gotten quite popular on TikTok. Songs like Buttercup or the one that goes, you know, like, how's it go? Saddest little baby in the room. Okay, you didn't need me to sing that, but I bet you recognize it. So, if you want to get into his music, which I also highly recommend, it's super weird, watch Opal. Opal's the best. It, like, showcases his music and how deep it can get and how sad it can get. Also, the Ballad of Amantha is amazing. Or, of course, you can start with the TikTok songs as well. That's good. But the one I love the most is Just Take My Wallet. That's my favorite song of his. Or Cupid. And it's honestly, start with any of those. But anything you start with, I guarantee you're going to like if you're into surreal and weird stuff. Okay, now we're entering into tier two, which I'm a pretty big fan of some of this stuff. But you'll notice by like tier four, I stop recommending stuff for people to watch because it gets a little too weird for my taste. So tier two, The Dawn Is Your Enemy. Something that I wasn't old enough to see, but Adult Swim aired this stuff in, I think it was 2005 to 2010. And it was like this creepy screen that was like a sun. It was all like hand-drawn looking, and it was like a sign-off. It was just, ugh, look it up. It sounds like there's like a saw in the back. I recommend looking it up though. It's just so Adult Swim. It has Adult Swim written all over it, quite obviously, because it is one of their things. Not much more to say about it, honestly. Oh, I feel fantastic. There's quite a bit to say about. I'm sure if you've been around on like the quote-unquote deep side of YouTube, you've stumbled upon I Feel Fantastic. It's the animatronic lady that's kind of singing like, I feel fantastic. Okay, you also didn't need to hear me sing again. But I actually don't like this one. I think it's just a little too much for me, personally. I think they are trying a little too hard. But that's just me. I don't really like those artsy projects, which that's all it is. There was this whole rumor that it was like some serial killer, and the last screen was like, ooh, where he hit his victim. But it's not. It's just some weird art project. And you know, you might think you sound like the kind of person that will love that kind of thing. But like, no, when you're trying hard like that, it's not the same, you know? It's not the same as, like, I didn't feel a passion or the motive behind making something like that. That's just me. That's totally my opinion. So, next to Local 58, which is something I love. You can also watch it. It's all on YouTube. I recommend you go watch that one for sure. And then, right after that, go watch a YouTube Explained video on it, because it's almost better than watching it. Like, absolutely watch it, but then you get just the same amount of serotonin from watching me explain when you just put it all together. It's so satisfying. And we also have a very lovable fan base over there. Everybody just is in love with the work, and we talk to each other all the time. It's great over there. It's basically just this really creepy, creepypasta-esque channel called Local 58 that hypothetically aired on some, like, small town, I'm guessing, and it's all themed around like the moon and just these creepy glitchy shots. It's beautifully put together. Okay, and then the next one, Beasts. This one actually got pretty popular on TikTok as well, so great time to be talking about this one. It's like, I am the beast that cuts the meat. Yeah, it's that song. I'm sure you recognize it. It's well known. And I'm sorry if you hear the sink in the background. We'll wait it out here. That's my dad doing something. I could cut this out, but guess what? I'm not going to, because that takes too much work. Yay. I think he's done. So I recommend going to watch that one if you don't mind a little bit of gore. So, but if that's something you're sensitive to, then probably don't watch that one. But the vocals are kind of unique on it. Anyway, Clockman. This one is one that I think everybody got a recommended to a couple years back. It was all over the internet. Just this, like, video probably has like millions and millions of views. More views than the actual found lost media piece of Clockman. Oh, go watch that video first, The Explained of Clockman, and then go watch Clockman if you haven't seen it. But I don't know who hasn't seen it that is watching this podcast, because honestly, that's where you start in the lost media. If you started anywhere else in the lost media wiki, like, honestly, I'd be impressed. And that's that on Clockman. Everything that's said about it has already been said about it, because it's pretty old. Next, we're entering tier 3, and the first thing on there is Teddy Has an Operation, which I actually liked a lot. It's where somebody, it starts off like a child's cartoon, something I feel like I'd see on, like, PBS Kids or something. They set down a teddy bear, and they start, like, literally gutting it. That part you wouldn't see on PBS Kids. But it's like a teddy bear surgery with all realistic organs, and, like, taking kids' toys out of this thing. It's incredible. It's actually kind of sad, because I feel kind of bad for the teddy bear, and I don't usually, like, feel that kind of emotion while I'm watching something like that. But, it all goes well. I'm like, nothing really scary happens on it. I guess it's just kind of surreal. You'll hear me say that word a lot, by the way, because I don't know how to describe half this stuff, honestly. You just really got to go watch it for yourself. Really, my only purpose of making this iceberg is to just explain things and then send people off to go watch the original pieces of media, because they're amazing on their own. So, Sitting and Smiling is something I don't recommend you watch, because wow, that would take so much time. It's like these meditation videos where a guy just sits there for like roughly 4 hours and just smiles at a camera. I think some other stuff goes on beyond that, and there's been some theory videos made on it, but you can watch it if you want. Like, the theory videos, definitely don't watch a full 4-hour video unless that's something you're into or you have that kind of time on your hands, which is incredible. But yeah, not my thing. Ooh, but the back rooms I put in tier 3, even though it's technically a creepypasta, because of the Reddit page. So when you go and like try to look up the origins of the Backrooms page, there's been a lot going on with that lately, as people trying to go and find the original source of the image, and nobody's having any luck on doing that. And I think we know the other origins of the creepypastas a lot more than we know the origins of the Backrooms photo, so that to me is really interesting. And lineal spaces in general fascinate me, so having two of my favorite things smashed together in one, like, I guess, topic, the topic being the Backrooms, the story is amazing, the creatures are amazing, the art people make is amazing, and just finding lineal spaces is fascinating. I highly recommend you join the subreddit. It's super cool if you aren't already joined. Okay, so tier 4, Possibly Michigan. Ooh, I have quite the story with Possibly Michigan, actually. Okay, so over Christmas break, I think I was borderlining 10. My lovely cousin, Alina, shout out to Alina, showed me this thing called Possibly Michigan, and I got hooked. I mean, I was terrified at first. I was quite the baby. Obviously, I was 10. But, man, did I hate it at first, but I love it now. It was released in 1983 by, I'm trying to think off the top of my head of her name. By this film professor in Wisconsin, I believe. It's all on YouTube. I recommend it. I couldn't recommend it more, actually. I think her name is Celia Condict. I think she also makes some other things that relate to Possibly in Michigan, which not a lot of people know about, because Possibly in Michigan just recently got really popular on TikTok. So it's always fun to look at other pieces of the project that don't always get popular on TikTok. And honestly, I'm really happy for her that she became TikTok famous through this really creepy, eerie video that I found at 10 years old via my cousin. The other thing I put in 4 is This House Has People in It, which, honestly, I'm so late to the party on this one. I just found out about this a couple months ago. And I guess I knew about unedited footage of a bear, which is another thing that the people who made This House of People in it, like, I don't know how you'd say it, made as well, but that sounded like a mismatched sentence. They made a lot of the infomercials on Adult Swim, but for some reason, I guess I just didn't know about this infomercial. Ooh, by the way, go watch it. It's like 14 minutes long. It's really confusing at first. But if you watch this video, I have somebody here I listed. Nightmind. If you have like an hour of time to watch after you watch This House Has People in It, go watch Nightmind's video explaining it. He's brilliant explaining it. Oh, and by the way, it was released on March 14th, 2016. So like I said, I'm very, very late to the party. And they also released many cooks and unedited footage of Bear, like I said, which I saw a lot earlier than this. So I have no clue why I was just missing out. So the fifth tier, Look at the Clown / the whole entire channel, not just Look at a Clown, which is the most popular video. So Look at a Clown was like a therapy video, of course an ARG, I'd hope, of a therapy video where it's like, you look at a clown, and then you look at another clown, and it's supposed to get rid of your fear of a clown. And a quote from this video is, "My son will be watching this program 4 times daily until he is no longer afraid of clowns," which is honestly terrifying. And it's just like circus music in the background. And not only is this happening, but if you click on any other video on his channel, it is just as weird. The whole entire channel is weird. I don't even know what else to say. I'm just completely lost. The name of the channel, if you want to go check it out, is Ronald Yonder SR.entertainment. Yeah, it's a really long, complicated name. Anyway, I don't even know if I really recommend that one. I kind of got to think about it. I mean, if you're afraid of clowns, self-explanatory, definitely don't look it up. Then, we're at the bottom tier. Fake Animal Rescues, which I got from the original tier list. Fake Animal Rescues, I think, is what they mean, is just people hurting their animals and then pretending to rescue them, which is disgusting. Of course, never condone that. Oh, and branching off of that, you know those little white fluffy dogs on Instagram Reels or like TikTok you sometimes see that are like bred specifically just to be entertainment for people? I think I would have put that there too. That's like really disgusting. I guess that's all I can say. I'm not a dog breeding expert. I just think it's really gross. Anyway, monkey hate is also on the bottom of this tier because this is something I recently figured out as well. I didn't stumble upon it, but a friend brought it up to me and I looked it up and there's just playlists and playlists of people who hate monkeys. It's fine to not like an animal, but it's not okay to like literally make videos and videos and playlists of just hating on these poor animals. Like, what did monkeys do to you? Some of this is borderlining animal abuse. So I really think we should do something about this, or YouTube should do something about this, but I'm not sure what, because technically if you're not in possession of the monkey, it's not illegal to like hate on them, I guess. And then the last but not least thing on this tier list is unlisted illegal videos. And that's literally all I can say about it because nobody really knows what unlisted illegal videos are, other than the fact that there are some unlisted videos and we don't know the contents of them, assuming that they were something YouTube simply cannot have remain up on their platform. So that was the entire tier, I believe. Tell me if I missed anything, honestly, because I guarantee I missed things. There's just so much weird content on YouTube I possibly couldn't cover. I just wanted to cover my favorites and the things I found weirdest in today's video. I am definitely absolutely gonna make a part 2 to this episode, video, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it, especially after my long break. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one. Bye!